My name is John Erling, and today's date is February 25th, 2021. Dale, would you state your full name, please?
My full official name is Margaret Drysdale McNamara, but I am known as Dale McNamara.
And so, being the good interviewer that I am, must ask you, where does Dale come from?
Dale came from my middle name, Margaret Drysdale. Drysdale is a Scottish clan. There were the Westdales in Scotland and the Drysdales who lived in the mountains. That was from my mother's side, so that's where Dale came from.
But even so, why did somebody pick up on Dale and calling you that?
I don't know, because I've had more fun with the name Dale, as you can imagine, you know, joined the Boy Scouts. I even got a rush notice for Sid McKay at TU. So I've had fun with the name, yeah.
I'm sure you have. All right. Your date of birth?
December 14th, 1935.
And your present age?
85.
I like that. Some ladies, I must tell you, they say, oh, I don't know if I want to tell you my age or not.
Oh, that's baloney.
Yeah. I'm in my office here at voicesofoklahoma.com in Tulsa, and you are where as we record this?
I am comfortably in my bedroom in my chair with a cup of coffee at my side.
All right. Very good. Here in Tulsa. I'm doing these interviews by phone now because of COVID. We'll just address that a little bit for those who will listen back to this. This pandemic, how has it affected you or your family? Any comments on that?
Yes, I was visiting my youngest daughter and son-in-law in Auburn, Alabama for Christmas. And January 9th, I came down with COVID. And fortunately, my symptoms was extreme fatigue. Nothing else, no respiratory or anything else. But I was there and being taken care of by my youngest daughter and son-in-law for another 2 weeks. And my son-in-law drove me back to Tulsa, and I am recovering very well from it.
All right. Not having any after effects? They talk about tiredness and that kind of stuff. That's not.
Oh, yeah. I'm still not over it, and they say sometimes it takes months. But I'm so much better.
Good. Have you had your vaccination yet?
I can't have that until April because I've tested positive. And apparently 90 days after that, I am not contagious to anyone, nor can I catch it again. So I'm not to take my vaccine until April.
Well, I'm glad you shared that. We share that for the generations who listen back, what we've been going through.
I'm lucky that I'm still healthy.
Right, and that you're alive. I mean, for almost over 500,000 now have died in the past year from it, so we think about those people. Where were you born?
I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Your mother's name, where she came from, and a little bit about her?
My mother's name is Rachel, and she is originally from Kansas City. And she's just a beautiful, wonderful mother.
So her personality, and then we have to throw in the athletic side because of you. Does any of that come from her, and what kind of person was she?
Well, we took our first golf lessons together, and Mom tried awful hard, but she never really got it. Never really caught on to golf, but she loved it. My dad is left-handed. As I say, they both enjoyed the sport. My dad played the first football game that was ever played in Owen Stadium under Benny Owen at OU.
Oh.
As a time member of the Letterman's Club. Yeah, he was a wonderful football player.
And his name?
Lloyd.
And what was his personality like?
My dad was a renaissance man. Oh, he did everything. He was the most exciting gentleman. He had his gold mines in New Mexico. He foreman of railroad being built in Panama. Fleming Building Company in Tulsa. He was kind of the godfather of the steel buildings industry right after World War II. And He's just a great man. He's my hero.
Yes. You said took first golf lessons. So how old were you and how did golf come into play?
Well, it's kind of a sad situation. I was about 11, 12, and polio was just rampant. We had just joined the Oaks Country Club so it could have a swimming pool because all the pools were closed, and started playing golf. And a little friend of mine and I played, and I'll never forget it. We played one day, and we shared a Coke out of a cup. Her name was Nancy Hodge. And that evening, she caught polio. It was a severe case, and her family just went frantic. She survived, severely crippled, had a couple of kids. Her mother is Mabel Hodge. She was the godmother of junior golf for girls in Oklahoma. But I started taking lessons at the Oaks with my mother and my dad. They had family group lessons. I loved it. But I started out left-handed because my dad was left-handed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I am ambidextrous, but the pro said, why don't you try a right-handed club? I can't even hit a ball left-handed anymore.
You did not contract polio then, even though you...
I did not. I thank the dear Lord for that.
Yes, that was a close call because that was very contagious.
I think about this pandemic and I think about polio and think about the little sugar cubes that we took with the vaccine in it and what a miracle that was.
Yes. So then we can say you were introduced to golf at about what age?
I'd think it around 12, something like that.
Did you take to it right away and say, yes, I like this?
I loved it. I really did. I loved it. Fortunately, there were some other young people my age that were kind of in a little junior group. And one of the girls' daddy had to go to Chicago on business, and there was a junior tournament called the Western Junior. So he took me and took Susan Casey was her name, and we went to Chicago and played the first tournament. And I thought, oh, this is great. And, of course, they thought the two of us from Oklahoma were just, you know, really something. So we made up stories about living on a ranch. We had a great time, and that was my introduction to golf and to the competition.
Yeah.
And I just loved it.
That's great.
Besides, that's where all the little boys were, too.
Your education, what was the first school you attended in Tulsa?
Elliott.
And junior high school?
Forest Man. And then I went 1 year to Central. And then my junior and senior year, I was at Holland Hall. Went from there to Oklahoma University for 2 years and really missed my golf. And came back to Tulsa.
To you?
Uh-huh. But did not graduate. Launched off on an absolutely marvelous spirit of amateur golf.
In high school, weren't you playing in the Tulsa Junior Girls Golf Program?
Yes, I was.
That was created then by Mabel Hodge.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know her? Were you around her?
Oh, very much so. They were members at the Oaks. Mabel, oh, yeah. She taught us so much about not only the game, but about manners and the dignity of the game. We learned an awful lot from Mabel Hodge, and we'll always be grateful to her.
This junior golf program, it became, I see, the largest junior golf program in the United States.
I think one of the most exciting things for me is went on and so on was I became chairman of the tournament 1 year. It was held at Southern Hills. We had over 100 kids in the golf tournament. It was a fantastic program. It really was. It still is. The junior golf in Oklahoma is just really something else. WOGA has taken on the program. Plus, Maggie Kelt, she played golf for me at CU. Her name is Maggie Riller now. She's a golf instructor at Cedar Ridge, and she has started a great junior tournament called the American Junior Golf Association, and one of the tournaments is here every August in Tulsa, which brings junior players from all over the world into play. It's just exciting to sit back at my age and see how this is developed.
and how fortunate you were to be surrounded by that program. You could have been in another community that wouldn't have had that support. So when you look back, that kind of maybe was a wind beneath your wings that lifted you.
You're so right. You couldn't have put it better.
That's a great story. So then most states now have junior golf programs for girls.
Yes, they do. Golf has grown for women quite a bit, particularly with the Title IX giving opportunities in college, you know, for scholarships and so on. This has been really, really something. And to watch the LPGA grow to where it is, I was very fortunate to have an opportunity to play with the originators of the LPGA. As an amateur, there were several tournaments in Oklahoma and in South Texas. I knew every one of them. We'd go out and mark off the course ourselves, and it was very primitive, but it was a tournament. And it was the Patty Bergs and the Louise Suds and the Mickey Wrights, and I just was so fortunate, again, the timing. And I thought, this is what I wanted to do. Every time I think about those early days, what an experience it was for me.
Yes, and of course your talent was playing for you here because you were an amateur playing, and
right,
which puts you around those people and must have built your confidence as well. You knew you weren't as good, but you were good enough to be a strong amateur player, and then to watch them, there's another marker for you in your journey.